right. Well, it's official. Candace Glover is American Idol's winner for the new season 12. Now, yesterday, of course, Candace went up against Cree, and she's been named the first female to win the contest in 5 years, in 5 seasons. Jordan Sparks was the last woman to win in season 6. So congratulations to Candace Glover. She did an awesome job.
And you do know this is an historical feat, right? There hasn't been a black person that had won the American Idol since Fantasia.
Oh, man.
Isn't that history?
That's a long time.
Three or four years?
More than that. About 8 years.
I broke my shoe.
Wow. Okay.
I'll never forget that.
Okay.
Thank you.
History was made.
Yes.
Y'all don't understand.
Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. Well, in an attempt to come to Michael Jackson's defense, his nephew Taj, who's Tito's son, tweeted that Michael actually counseled him through the trauma when he was molested as a child by an uncle on his mother's side of the family.
Wow.
Now, he's hoping to discredit the choreographer, Wade Robeson, who appeared on the Today Show yesterday accusing Michael Jackson of forcing him to engage in sex acts. I don't know if it's going to help, but that's what he was attempting to do. I don't know why he chose to take it to Twitter, but hey. Mm. Now, Kanye has really been in his feelings ever since he busted his head on that sign last week.
Stop laughing about that. No more photos!
But yesterday, on Wednesday...
No wire hangers!
Don't take no more pictures! But, you know, he was on stage at Roseland on Wednesday night, and he went on and on about the paparazzi and some more stuff. He also went on Saturday Night Live. Now, you know he's scheduled to be the musical guest this weekend, so there's no word on whether or not he's going to do a skit, but I got a feeling Kanye's going to do his own impromptu
skit. Somebody's got to do something, him running in that sign. If they don't do that on Saturday Night Live... Get rid of those crappy writers.
You know what? They won't do that. Kanye not cool like that.
You don't think so?
Oh, he won't.
Yeah, because you know what? Super Ken knows him personally.
I don't, but he won't do that.
You don't have to. He won't play along.
He needs to laugh at himself.
He needs to. He really does.
He like, I'm going to do this skit, but first I want to say.
Right. Well, the judge in Little Scrappy's case, you know, of course, he's supposed to appear in court yesterday. Well, they postponed the hearing in order to give them time to do another drug screening. I don't know if he actually went and submitted to the drug test, because, you know, that's the whole reason he had to go in the first place.
Well, they were a little irritated because they asked for urine and he gave them fecal.
Oh, wow.
That's what you do. You give them a bunch of ish, man, when they're hassling you.
That's what you did.
Test this.
Gave them some.
Yes, exactly.
Now, you know, Lil Wayne and Nicki Minaj are scheduled to perform this Sunday at the Billboard Awards. And, of course, Frank Ocean has been nominated for 2 awards, so you want to check that out. And,
of course,
this Sunday, before you check out the Billboard Awards, you got to check out The Under Shepherd on TV One.
Yes!
If you miss it the first time, you were lunching. But this Sunday, you have another chance at noon.
I wonder if it's
going to
air more than once that day.
I don't know. We'll check the schedule and find out. Yeah, but yeah, definitely.
But tell everybody if you missed it, and you can see how bad my movie is. Okay.
You know what? You know it's not
bad.
A bad
meaning
movie.
Good.
You want us to tell you that it's an absolutely brilliant movie that was
fishing,
written and directed by Russ Farr.
I was fishing.
I got the pole in the water.
Yes, you were. You caught one.
You almost got that one, didn't you?
It's awesome. So please check it out. I'm KK and Frau Freitas, and that's Hot Off the Wire.